First of all, there was a war between the Renegade Yao Yao. We were fighting with the SPLA forces in Buma area, in which this was affecting the wildlife activities. So most of the rangers deserted from the area where there was a fighting. And you know, always when there is a fighting in certain area, there is a very big effect for the life of wildlife and even the human being. In protected areas like Badingula National Park, where there is a very big number of the wildlife animals, there is a war also taking place between the rebels of Riek Machar and the SPLA. So really, these are affecting the activities of wildlife. Even our forces also are now shooting the wildlife animals in these protected areas. If you went now from Juba here to Mangala and then from Mangala to Bor, you will get the bushmeat on the road.
Has there been any attempt to arrest people who are killing the wildlife?
Well, we used to arrest people, of course, according to our laws of wildlife. These days, we used to capture some people who are taking wildlife exhibits, like elephant tusks and all these things. There are smugglers who are trafficking these elephant tusks. So we used to capture them, and then we take them to the court. Some are still now under custody. Their case is not settled yet. And some are now taken to the court already, and their case has been seen by the court.
Since the issue of poaching is becoming now a major problem, will there be a program to sensitize the community on how to handle this issue?
Exactly. That was the main program we have put it into our action plan of this year. Said that we have a team to move to the communities, to talk with the communities about the final benefit of the wildlife. If we destroy wildlife, means that we are destroying our resources. The problem now is not the communities. The problem is now become our armed forces. We are now in operation because some people do not understand what is the loss of wildlife, of course.
There has been recent report saying that charcoal production is a threat to wildlife. As an officer working directly in the area of wildlife, what is your comment on this?
According to the development always in any country, when there is a development, there might be effect side in the development always. So in the development in South Sudan here, there are some areas we are supposed now to make a scheme agriculture and all these things. It will affect even wildlife areas like the sugar cane were supposed to be in Mangala, where the Badingula National Park is there. There are some areas also need these people of oil to produce oil. Also, these may affect wildlife areas also because some people will make the big roads in protected areas. But these are development, of course. You cannot send stopping them, of course. These need people have to sit together and then we study how to solve the problem of wildlife and how to solve the problem of development, agriculture or something of that kind.
Particularly when it comes to the people who are felling trees for charcoal, what is the ministry going to do about it?
Exactly what you said is an illegal action because we are now two departments, of course. There is a department for forestry. We are defending this forestry. Said that not to bring something affecting the environment, of course. If those of forestry defending that forestry not to be cutting randomly, okay, for us here also we are supporting them because being the habitat of the wildlife animals, of course. So there is this cutting of charcoals and making destroying of the woods and destroying the trees also is always affecting wildlife and affecting even the environment. And that is why always those of environment and forestry and wildlife, we work together so that we stop this illegal destruction of the forestry.
As your department is trying to address the issue of poaching in the country, what key message do you have to the people listening to you?
What you are destroying, the resources now you are destroying, mean that you are destroying your country. Because we used to say that wildlife may be the first resource you can generate revenue. Before people were be thinking for oil and all these things, wildlife was generating a lot of revenue here in South Sudan. But due to war condition and all the effects, this is wildlife reducing activities and how to generate revenue. But if people accept it and they see that, you know, the benefit of wildlife is for the benefit of the people in South Sudan, automatically there is no need of destroying wildlife because it's something generated with the generation. If we finish it now, today, and tomorrow there is no wildlife in South Sudan, the coming generation will really shock why we finish the wildlife in South Sudan.